Singer and actress Eartha Kitt died today at 81. Her career included playing the Catwoman on the TV show Batman. She danced for Catherine Dunham, acted with Orson Welles and Sidney Poitier, but above all, she sang.
C'est si bon de patiner pour vous, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux, de petits rien de tout, mais qui en disent long, en voyant notre mine ravieux.
In 1968, Kitt's outspokenness dealt her career a setback. She attended a White House luncheon hosted by First Lady Lady Bird Johnson. Kitt voiced her opposition to the war in Vietnam, and it was reported that she reduced Mrs. Johnson to tears. After that, she worked mostly abroad for several years. Eartha Kitt's life story was an American epic, born on a South Carolina plantation to a black mother and a father she never knew, conceived in a rape. About a year ago, Eartha Kitt spoke with NPR's Renee Montaigne about her career and her childhood living with her mother.
I don't even know if she was my mother or not, but at any rate, because she was having problems getting someplace for us to stay, she had another little girl. I remember that little girl was always in her arms. She was able to walk yet. When my first scene in life was us walking down a road trying to find some place to stay, because every time she knocked on a door to ask if she could stay there, I would always hear a great big voice that said, no, I don't want that yellow gal in my house, when they saw what color I am. So I was always hiding behind her until we were finally accepted in a little cottage in the middle of a cotton field somewhere.
And, I mean, there will be people who won't understand why being fair-skinned, what's wrong with that? What did that say about you, a little girl who in every respect was innocent?
Well, I think at that time, and there's still a kind of connotation behind that, if you are a yellow gal and you're illegitimate, particularly you have two strikes against you, you don't know who your parents are, so you become the maid in that house. Hmm. And that was my position.
A little girl maid.
Yeah, you talk about, I always thought of myself as a sepia Cinderella, and look, I'm still looking for my prince. But the prince turned out to be me because I had to work for everything I've gotten.
My prince will come.
Which I also think is terribly funny, is every time I sing Santa Baby, I laugh more at myself when I'm singing that song because I know what I've gone through. And the song says, Santa Baby, slip a sable under the tree. But all the men who have done that with me had never stayed with me. So I realize everything that I want in life, I have to pay for myself. And I really love that because then nobody owns me but me and my public, of course.
In recent years, Eartha Kitt appeared on stage in New York, and she recorded Smoke Gets in Your Eyes for a cosmetic commercial campaign just last year. Today, Eartha Kitt died at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital in New York City. Luckily, her singing and her signature growl are preserved on hundreds of recordings, including this seasonal favorite.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.